97.9 The Box is the Mad Hatter.
Morning show.
A Brazoria County father is on trial today, accused of killing a drunk driver who struck and killed his two sons. The young man who was killed, his brother, is on the line this morning. Yes, sir.
Jose Banda is my brother.
Wow. So what's going on with the case? Tell me your thoughts on everything, man.
I can tell you the news, they're not telling you everything. There are certain details I can't go into because the trial is barely starting. I can tell you that I know he did it. You know, frankly, everybody knows he did it. If you're going to get away with it, yeah, most likely, probably 99% he's going to get away with it. If they were to do anything to him, probation, whatever, I'd be surprised. But what I can tell you, though, is that the news aren't telling you the fact that this guy was, that night when his kids were pushing the truck, it was raining, fogging, and I don't know if you know Alvin. Have you heard of Alvin? Well, this is a country town.
Yeah.
Nothing but woods. I mean, I don't want to excuse any actions, of course. He himself also put the situation out there. And also, everybody makes it seem like, oh, my God, I see my guy, my son get killed. Let me go and get my son and kill him. No. This happened, like, maybe 15 minutes. He had enough time.
And so you feel like it was premeditated. This guy thought about what he was going to do, went home, got his gun, came back, and did what he did to your brother. You said this is your brother?
My brother was that bad, yes.
And let me ask you, so how's your family holding up? Because if my understanding, your brother left the child.
Yes, he left my beautiful niece. She was 6 months at the time he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We just celebrated her second birthday in June.
Wow. This is a screwed up case all the way around, man. I guess there's wrong to pass around to every side. Just like you, you're devastated because it's your brother. The other side is devastated because their family members.
Yeah.
It's a screwed up case all the way around, man. I just feel like this jury might let this guy go, though, because
of it. I know they are. This is what I tell everybody. No matter what happens, no one's coming back. No matter if they do give him time or they let him go, no one is coming back. Boys ain't coming back. My brother ain't coming back. I mean, bad for the family, man. Honestly, they're stressed because we're getting calls from you. We're getting calls from everyone. I called you guys, and I listened to you every morning. When y'all brought it up, I was like, man.
And like I said, when I raised the question, it was like, do you think the jury is going to let this guy go? And I just...
Yeah.
But hearing from you and, you know, getting the opportunity to hear different sides of it makes you just say, this is screwed up all the way around, and it makes you sad for everyone. So, hey, man, keep your head up, man. Sorry for you and your family. I'm sorry for his family and what everybody's going through. In this case, even as it drags out even longer, and it's hard for you guys to get resolution. So just keep your head up, bro, and I appreciate your call, big homie.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you this, though, just to leave y'all with this. When they found my brother, they found him dead in the passenger seat. It wasn't in the driver's seat, just to let y'all know.
Oh, wow. Really?
I'm gonna end it with that.